The group Heal Charlotte was founded after the police shooting of Keith Scott in 2016 to improve police-community relations. This year, it's been helping people with food and housing amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Now the group has an ambitious plan to buy a hotel to help solve the city's affordable housing crisis. David Borax has this report as part of WFAE's Finding Home series.
Heal Charlotte started as a youth development program based at the Orchard Trace neighborhood in Northeast Charlotte. But a couple of years ago, founder Greg Jackson realized an even greater need nearby at Weekly Rate Hotels off I-85. He says it kept him up at night.
It really consumed me. I have some children that are part of my program that actually live in those hotels. So it really became a personal mission to me to provide a safe environment for the children that are inside of these hotels.
Around that time, Heal Charlotte began providing rental assistance to help families in apartments and hotels avoid eviction. More recently, the group has contracted for 20 rooms at one of those hotels to house families at risk of homelessness amid the coronavirus pandemic. All the while, Jackson has wondered, could we buy a hotel of our own? Advisors and potential donors told him yes. So last month, Heal Charlotte launched a $10 million fundraising campaign to buy a hotel and turn it into a transitional housing campus.
We can provide true affordable housing for low-income families, two-parent homes that do not want to be split up by the shelter system. And we can also turn these management offices into a youth development center / cafe.
That cafe would not only be a social hub, but also an employer and a source of revenue. Jackson says it would be modeled after Community Matters Cafe in Charlotte's Third Ward. That's run by Charlotte Rescue Mission to train people recovering from substance abuse. The 2 or 3 acre campus also would have a playground and sports fields. Monthly rents at hotels like these can be $1,500 or more. Jackson's vision is for something well under half that. His target tenants are people earning less than 45% of the area median income, or about $35,000 a year for a family of four.
Yeah, so essentially, we would have 120 rooms, all allocated to these families at a rent that is about $575 a month. We're trying to stay under $600.
Jackson says he's in discussions with a couple of hotels in the I-85 Sugar Creek area that are on the market. The purchase and renovations would cost about $6.5 million. They're also hoping to raise another $3.5 million in operating support and to pay for training, counseling, and other services for families in transition. Heal Charlotte's annual budget right now is only about $250,000, says Jackson, and $10 million sounds like a lot. But other recent affordable housing deals have been larger. Last week, nonprofit Roof Above announced a $50 million deal to buy a 341-unit apartment complex for affordable housing in East Charlotte. Heal Charlotte has mapped out a concrete plan with the help of local investors, philanthropists, and advisors, like Shantae Williams, a Charlotte venture capitalist and chair of Heal Charlotte's board. She doesn't call the project ambitious. Very attainable is how she describes it.
If you look at our track record and see how year on year we have grown, doubling every single year as an organization from a financial standpoint, from an impact standpoint, look at our results. And those results speak for themselves.
Williams says Heal Charlotte is preventing evictions, housing and feeding families, and helping people gain stability. This project would only further that, she says. To pull it off, Heal Charlotte seeks three types of funding: donations from individuals and charitable groups, public and private loans, and this is different, investments from people who want to become part owners and earn a profit. Jackson says he's talking to local professional athletes and other potential investors. A prospectus circulating now seeks commitments of at least $250,000. Meanwhile, Williams says income from room rents and other sources eventually could pay back investors and wean the organization off grants.
This campus will also be able to generate revenue on its own through its community cafe, through the renting of some of the recreational facilities to other organizations. So we intend to break the cycle of, you know, of dependency, if you will, in the nonprofit sector.
Williams calls it social impact with a return on investment. Otis Crowder owns a Charlotte construction company and is a frequent donor to nonprofit housing causes, including Heal Charlotte. He's been talking to Jackson for a couple of years about the hotel idea, and he likes it.
This is a big reach for him. I mean, it's multiples of what his budget's been. Frankly, a lot of it deals with his energy and the people around him and his ability, which is a good ability, to bring groups together. I can tell you, if we think it's going to happen, we will be significant investors.
To To get there, Heal Charlotte needs to keep doing what it has been doing, says Shantae Williams.
Heal Charlotte is what everybody says that they want to see from a community change perspective. I often hear, well, we need people in the community to work with government or private sector or partner with other organizations. And Heal Charlotte really embodies that.
Williams says Heal Charlotte's goal is to buy a hotel within 6 to 9 months and to have the community cafe open by the end of next year. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.